This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm Martin Strong, and this is Vancouver Consumer. Are you thinking about some renovations to your home? Well, then our guest this afternoon has some great advice. I'll talk to Graham Huge from the My House Design Build team on how you can do it right. But first, it's a look at the consumer news headlines from the past week. And as more and more of us in BC have trouble finding a family doctor, the BC government announced early last week that they are changing the way doctors in the province are paid. They're hoping these changes will not only retain the doctors we do have in the province, but attract some new ones as well. The new model for payment will start this February. Family physicians can either opt in or continue with the current model. The new system moves away from the fee-for-service model and takes into account factors like the time a doctor spends with a patient, the number of patients a doctor sees in a day, and the number of total patients a doctor supports through their office. Based on these targets, full-time doctors will earn an average of $385,000 a year. That's up from an average of $250,000. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem is set to testify before the Senate Banking Committee after the central bank raised its interest rates for the sixth consecutive time this year. Bank of Canada officials are typically called in to testify after the release of the April and October monetary policy reports. Last week, the central bank raised the key interest rate another half a point to 3.75%. It's the sixth hike this year, and they hinted that more are still needed to rein in the decades-high inflation. And the latest monetary policy report suggested the economy is headed for a significant slowdown toward the end of the year and into the first half of the next year. Milk prices will be going up about 2 cents a liter in February. That's after the Canadian Dairy Commission approved an increase in farm gate milk prices of about 2.2%. The Crown Corporation says the increase is based on the rising cost of production and will become official once approved by all the different provinces. Immigration Minister Sean Fraser has revealed new immigration targets that he says are focused on helping the economy grow. The government is setting a goal of admitting 500,000 immigrants per year by 2025. Fraser says Canada is struggling with a labor shortage, resulting in 1 million job vacancies, and that by the third year of the plan, 60% of new immigrants will be admitted under economic immigration categories. And this is the weekend that the clocks go back, and medical experts are weighing in with some tips to help parents keep kids' sleep schedules on track. They point to a new study that shows that children who go to sleep earlier sleep later. That was the finding of a review of 45 clinical trials of nearly 14,000 kids between the ages of 1 and 18. And get this, extra physical activity showed almost no benefit, while going to bed earlier resulted in about 45 minutes of extra sleep every night. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. And when we come back, if you're thinking about doing some renovations to your home, planning is the key, knowing exactly what you're doing step by step. And the first step is finding the right people to guide you through that renovation. When we come back, we'll talk to Graham Huge from the My House Design Build team. And he'll also tell you about a thing that's happening two Saturdays from now. It's the Parade of Renovated Homes, your chance to actually walk through a bunch of really cool homes. He'll tell you about that when we come back on Vancouver Consumer right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back to Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong, and as the reality of a Vancouver fall and winter starts to set in, most of us are kind of settling in, spending a lot of time at home, starting to think about what we like about our home and what we'd like to improve. If you're thinking of doing some improving, maybe some renovations, you want to go to the best. And that's the My House Design Build team. They are the Georgie Award winner as BC's best renovator for 7 years running, winner of the Haven Award for the past 2 years as Renovator of the Year. There are a million awards, and they're all right there on their website at myhousedesignbuild.com. You can also call them, 604-MY-HOUSE. They're the people who have the expertise in every aspect of home renovations, right from the planning stages and development permits to the finishing touches. People who see your complete home, even if you're just changing one part of it. And with me now from the My House Design Build team, our friend Graham Hugue. Hi, Graham. How are you?
Good afternoon, and winter is now upon us.
Yeah, it is. And I guess, you know, this is when your home becomes really important, because all of a sudden, like in the summer, you're always going somewhere. You're always leaving home. You're always locking the door, going somewhere, looking for somebody to look after the cat. But now you're home. So I guess you get a lot of people who are suddenly thinking about renovations now.
Definitely prominent on people's minds, you know, and I know that these last 2 years that we've been through, people recognize their home as their sanctuary. If they didn't figure it out before, they definitely figured it out now. And, you know, we love our outdoors and our outdoor spaces during the spring, summer, fall. And we also want to make sure that our homes are healthy, warm, comfortable during the winter months. You know, we had last year, it got down to minus 15 in the Vancouver area, right around the Christmas time, and in other parts of the province, I mean, minus 30 up in Kamloops and so on. So we had that super, super cold spell. So people want to be comfortable. So yes, people are calling us about comfort. They're talking about their heating, their cooling for the summer next year. They're talking about more energy efficiency things like insulation, windows, doors. All of those types of things are on people's mind.
And I guess in this kind of climate, there are unique challenges, especially nowadays with atmospheric rivers. And I guess a lot of people, when they do renovations, keeping the home dry and, you know, safe from leaking and stuff, I guess is a uniquely Lower Mainland problem.
Well, I guess it is. I mean, there's lots of places in North America I'm glad I don't live in with all of their atmospheric challenges. But, you know, we live in a rainforest, and we definitely have a different climate in the Pacific Northwest, and how we do construction is different here. And we have not been building our homes well in the last 50 years. And even in my opinion, even in the last 10 to 20 years, we have not been building our homes well. It's only recently that people are being brought up to date in terms of how you should be building here in the Pacific Northwest. And building code has changed drastically and is continuing to upgrade with the what they call the STEP code to allow for homeowners to understand that they really can have a super comfortable, energy efficient home, even renovating. In fact, I say even renovating. The homes, when we renovate a home, we always help homeowners understand what they can do to be more comfortable, have a healthy home, and take advantage of the various grants and rebates that are currently available. There's over $20,000 in grants and rebates for all sorts of improvements to your home. And so we guide people through what things might work for them and helping them have that more healthy and comfortable home.
We're talking to Graham Hugue from the My House Design Build team. The website is myhousedesignbuild.com. 604-MY-HOUSE is the phone number. And I want to talk about all that stuff because a lot of municipalities have new mayors, Vancouver, Surrey. And I want to talk about how that changes things when it comes to permitting and also rebates, things like that. There are so many rebates now. So we'll get to that. But before we go any further, I want to mention not only the webinars, but something that's coming up on the 19th, which is a couple of Saturdays from today. It's the Parade of Renovated Homes, and it's the 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a Saturday, and it sounds pretty cool. You've got four homes. Three of them are all finished, and one of them is in sort of construction, so you can actually see it from the inside out. kind of. So tell us about the parade of renovated homes on the 19th.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned webinars. So all of the webinars we do, they're on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. They're free. You can log in, sit down, and learn a lot about what am I going to go through in my renovation process? What are the design ideas? What am I needing to do as far as hiring people? And then just all the decisions you're going to make, including those comments about permits and municipalities and so forth. But the parade of homes, to me, is awesome because you actually get to see what have other people chosen in very relatable homes. We've chosen 4 relatable homes. What I mean by that? There are homes that anybody in the Lower Mainland could go, you know, I can relate to that renovation. Right. It's not something that's, you know, super out there. It's not super high end. It's relatable. It's something I could do on my home. And these are 4 subdivision type homes. And we have one in Vancouver. It's a 1940s character designated home. It's a family home that has been in now 3 generations. And all 3 generations are in that home, and we renovated it to accommodate those 3 generations. And maintaining that character style and put an addition on it, renovated the home, made it more accessible for now for grandpa, the kids, and now the grandkids. And so that's a great relatable renovation. And then we have one in Port Moody, and this is great. It's a main floor renovation where we've expanded the living space, opened it up, made the more accessible kitchen, dining, living, and outdoor living, and how that all ties together. And so that's going to be really relatable. And then we have a project in right by the Portman Bridge, so it's easy accessible in the Fraser Heights area, which is part of Surrey. And that one is a whole house renovation, top to bottom, and beautiful outdoor landscaping and outdoor living with outdoor covered areas, barbecue areas, heated decks. And you could just sort of see the transformation. And we have one more home in the Fleetwood area that we've, like you mentioned, it's in construction. So we actually have it at the lockup stage. It's ready to have the finishing going in. So before all the drywall and all the finishing goes on, we're going to leave it open for you to come and see. How do we do all of that? What's in the walls? What makes in this case, we're building a net zero renovated home. It's going to be a platinum built green renovated home that you're going to see, well, what goes into that? What type of heating system? And this one's also multi-generational. It's going to have a separate suite for parents. And then the kids are taking over the upstairs suite with the grandkids. And you can see exactly what do you have to do if it's a legal suite? What do you have to do to have separate heating and cooling? How do you make sure this is a healthy environment? Can I take my 8-foot high ceilings and make them vaulted? You're going to see that all in that house, and it's a great learning experience. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's all part of the Parade of Renovated Homes, November 19th, a couple of Saturdays from today, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., your chance to see just what it is that the My House Design Build team can do for you. So go to their website, myhousedesignbuild.com. And you mentioned the net zero home that's just ready for the finishing touches, but people can see the sort of the bones of it. And I guess that's pretty interesting for a net zero home because you can really see, you know, like you say, like how the heating works. And it's probably a situation where you're saying, oh, that's a $3,000 rebate. That's a $2,000 rebate. Because there must be so many rebates in a home like that. And I think a lot of people are, it's like a full-time job trying to figure out where to go and what is possible for a grant or a rebate. And I guess that's where you guys come in handy because you know exactly where the rebates are.
Well, we definitely direct our clients to where what they need to do to apply for and be ready for these rebates and their grants available. And there's also tax credits too, but we start off basically and we do a feasibility analysis of every project. If you're looking to just renovate a kitchen or renovate a basement suite, or maybe you're looking for some outdoor living space for next summer, or you're looking to put in an addition, maybe parents are moving in with the kids are moving in with the parents, whatever the things are you're thinking of doing with your home, we talk you through it. And one of the very first things we do is have our energy advisor come in and talk to you about and look at your existing conditions of your home in terms of your heating, your cooling, if you have any, your hot water, your electrical supply. Maybe in the future you're looking to add a car charger. Maybe in the future you might want to look at, hey, can I do solar power on my home? And we can analyze all that right at the very beginning and figure out, you know, is this feasible? Will it meet my budget? What's entailed? How long will the permit process take? We do all of that up front. And so, yeah, there's a lot. There's utility rebates, so that's hydro and gas. There's also municipal. Some of the municipalities have different rebates and incentives. There's provincial rebates for energy efficiency. There's even a federal rebate up to $5,000, and it can be applied to high-performance windows, or it can be applied to things like better insulation or solar power on your home, up to $5,000. There's also some tax exemptions available for people. For example, if you are building a secondary suite that is either for someone who has special needs or disabilities, or anyone who is considered a senior. So if that's for a parent that you're building a suite, there are super great tax advantages and federal grants available for just doing that. Or anyone who has special needs that needs, you can apply for also grants and tax rebates. We let people know, once we know their circumstances, what they're doing, we can say these are the things that are available to you and help them make good, sound decisions.
Yeah, and that's why I always say the My House Design Build team is kind of a holistic approach to your home, because it's not just, you need to put an add on. It's how does this affect your home, but also how does it affect your family and the people who are going to live in that home? And in some cases, it could mean rebates and tax breaks. So I think that's really great. So I'm going to say it again, the Parade of Renovated Homes, two Saturdays from today, November 19th. Go to the myhousedesignbuild.com website and you can register for that. And you mentioned the webinars. I should quickly say this Thursday, November 10th, it's condos and townhouses. And I think when we come back, we can talk a little bit about that, because I think a lot of people don't realize what they can do with a condo, that they can actually make some renovations to a condo. And then Thursday, November 17th at 7 p.m., it's just the general home improvements and renovations. And I think that's a great place to start. So go to the website, myhousedesignbuild.com, and sign up. And then go see those homes. And Graham, in the minute or so we have in this segment, really quickly, just a reminder to people, if they want to get going with a renovation, they've got to start now because there's not much time.
Well, yeah, for 2023, you want to start planning now. So whoever you're going to be working with, if they're good, you want to get a hold of them, sit down with them, talk about things before Christmas so you can get in the queue with them for next year.
Yeah, we're talking to Graham Hugay from the My House Design Build team. MyHouseDesignBuild.com is the website. And when we come back, a lot of municipalities have new mayors, like Surrey and Vancouver. What does this mean for permitting? There are some challenges, there are some opportunities, and the My House Design Build team is on it. And we'll hear about that when we return on Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. I'm Martin Strong.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and we are talking about your home and how you can make it better. And the people to call are the My House Design Build team. They are at myhousedesignbuild.com. And Graham Hugay is, I guess you're sort of the team leader. Can I call you that? The My House Design Build team?
Yeah, I hope so. We're very fortunate to have built a great staff of architectural designers, interior designers, people that design landscape, mechanical, help project manage from start to completion, and then our whole construction team that takes everything from taking things apart and putting them back together or building new. We've got a great team, and I quarterback that team, and I'm the general manager, but everyone has their specific role, and I'm really proud of the people we have. And we've just recently celebrated two people who've been with us 5 years. Just a couple months ago, a couple people have been with us 10 years, people who've been with 15, 20. I have somebody I was just with this morning who's been with me 30 years. And, you know, we're really proud of our retention of good people during all of the economic challenges that have happened over these last 10 years, but especially during these last 2 years. And, you know, with that comes a great synergy. When you have good people that stay with you, that means you have consistency, you have great synergy, you have efficiency as well. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah, and the whole team concept is important because from start to finish, from planning to the finishing touches, when they're, you know, synergized, when they're working together, that alleviates a lot of problems. And anybody who's ever done a kind of a, you know, a grab bag renovation where they're, you know, doing one thing at a time and people are coming in, you find things don't always fit together. And when you've got the My House Design Build team, you don't have to worry about that. You know that when you need a supply, chances are it's going to be there. And I think the team thing is important. And I guess that goes without saying. It's not really a question, yeah, but I'll throw it out. But
absolutely. So, and I think also just having the right resources to get your questions answered. You know, a home renovation can be very daunting. It can be very challenging to people. There's a lot of pieces. And knowing that you've got just not, because one person can't answer all your questions. One person can't be all the things you need to be in any size renovation. And so by having a team of people who have their specialties that you can get those right answers and feel confident in is tremendous.
Yeah. And a great way to start is the webinars we're talking about. Go to myhousedesignbuild.com. They have them on Thursdays. There's one coming up this Thursday on condos and townhouses. And then Thursday, November 17th, it's home improvements and renovations. And then, of course, the parade of renovated homes, November 19th, that's two Saturdays from today, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., your chance to see homes in their completed stages. There's one, a net zero home that is in the process of being completed. So you can sort of see the inside, the skeleton. I wouldn't say that because it's a little bit more done than that, but you can really get a sense and you can get started. And we were talking about the changes in government in many of the municipalities. And one of the big parts of the My House Design Build team experience is that they start at the beginning with the right permits. And permitting can be a real challenge to work around. So what is your opinion, or not opinion, but what do you see in store for places like Surrey and Vancouver? Now, they have new mayors, they have new governments. Is that going to change how permits are done? Do you foresee a lot of changes?
You know, even and there's other municipalities outside of Vancouver and Surrey, like West Vancouver has also changed mayors. And they've all made promises to make their building permit process better. We have to wait and see how they're going to do that. When people come to us now, today, we say, okay, we're going to go based on what this last year has been. And then if it improves, that's going to be great. But always count on that, you know, things are taking longer than they would have done pre-COVID. And so you need to allow good amount of time and extra patience going through that preliminary stage of plans, getting ready for permits, getting it to an engineer if required, and then in for that permit process. And I say a process because it's not just hand in some papers and wait for, you know, getting a permit back. There's many steps that you have to go through no matter what size renovation. There's always going to be a permit on your job, but it might not be a building permit. It might be just a trade permit, electrical, plumbing, or gas permit. But when there's a building permit involved, and we'll be able to look at your project and tell you whether it will be required, it takes longer. And all the municipalities are experiencing delays because of the amount of work that's being done in the renovation and construction industry. Plus, they didn't hire back everybody or the full amount of people to handle all of that work. So these various mayoral and council changes, I'm hoping and looking forward to the process being faster as we go forward.
Yeah, because there were a lot of promises made regarding that, because a lot of people were complaining about that process of getting a permit.
Exactly. And they want to increase that. I think the most important thing is, when you're looking to start, hire somebody who has the experience in your municipality doing your work, the type of things you're looking to do, and they can guide you through that process and take care of it. I know we save our clients time and money handling that permit process, because it is a daunting task. And, you know, it's just one of the pieces to go into your renovation, so we're going to help you do that.
Yeah. And are you noticing much of a difference as the market, the froth of the resale market of homes kind of dies down? Are you noticing people are more eager to stay in their home and maybe renovate it now?
You know, I've gone through three economic downturns in my career, the large ones, and always new construction sort of slows down, meaning custom homes and that process slows down, but renovations always increase. And why? For what you just said. People are cocooning. They're wanting to stay where they are. Maybe because of economic situations, people are looking for their kids to move in with them, or parents are moving in with the kids. We're doing several multi-generational type homes. In fact, on the Parade of Homes, November 19th, 10 a.m. to 3, come out and take a look at the work we do. One of the homes in Vancouver, it's a 1940s character home. It's a multi-generational home. We designed that. It was owned by the grandparents. Now it's the kids with grandpa and the grandkids. We have another multi-generational home we're doing in by the Portman Bridge on the Fleetwood side of Surrey. And that one is going to be a net zero built green renovation. You're going to be able to see it in construction. We're doing a complete legal suite separate from the upstairs. And this is, all of these renovations are totally relatable. You'll come to them and go, I could do this. I could have that kitchen. I could have that bathroom. I can have that outdoor living space, that family room. Nothing we put on the Parade of Homes is something that someone's going to say, hey, that's too outlandish. I couldn't see that in my home or in my subdivision. So I think it's a great opportunity, not just to see what we do, but what you can do in your home and what people have made choices. And they're all very distinctively different. You're going to learn a lot.
Graham Huguet is our guest from the My House Design Build team. You can go to myhousedesignbuild.com and sign up for the Parade of Renovated Homes on November 19th. It's a Saturday, 10 to 3 p.m. And I love the idea that the homes are relatable, because often you go see sort of show homes and it's like going through the pages of Architectural Digest. It's like you're looking at, you know, like Elon Musk's home or something. But these are actual Vancouver homes that you can relate to and you can picture yourself in.
That's right. And if you have a bigger home than what we're showing, all of them have great kitchens, great bathrooms, great outdoor living. You're going to gather ideas no matter what size home you have. And we have, you mentioned, we have a webinar coming up next week on condos and townhouses, so strata. Well, unfortunately, we can't showcase condos that we've renovated because it's just not logistically possible to bring people into a home. So even when you go on the Parade of Homes, you're going to see relatable kitchens, even though you've got a condo. You're going to see basement suites. You're going to see lots of different examples of finishing and detail that you can bring back into your condos. And next Thursday, we're going to talk about what are the restrictions and process dealing with strata to do with condos and townhouses specifically. It's a great webinar. All these are free. Just go to the website, myhousedesignbuild.com. Right on the homepage, it says register for webinar or register for the Parade of Homes. And the Parade of Homes, what we do is we register you. You get sent the addresses 2 days before. And we do that for security and privacy. And we ask the person who registers has picture ID when they show up, because they're going to be asked to show that they're the same person who registered. And again, that's for security and privacy of the homeowners who graciously allowed us to open up their homes and showcase them.
Yeah, that seems fair. So go to myhousedesignbuild.com. And as you say, this Thursday, it's condos and townhouses, the webinars at 7 p.m. And that you can do from the comfort of your own home. And then the week after that, Thursday, November 17th, it's just a kind of a general one, home improvements and renovations. And then there's one on the 24th. That's kitchen and baths. That's a good one too. So that's also a great place to start. And do you find, like with the condos and townhouses one, a lot of people are surprised that they can actually make changes, that there is a lot they can do with a condo to make it more livable?
Absolutely. I use lots of examples, videos, and photograph before and afters, and show how we've removed walls, how we've added additional lighting. Those are the two biggest things people want but don't know that they can do, even in a concrete building, that you can add additional lighting. Most people know it's condos have one light in the middle of each room. And so you can add additional lighting. You can often add audio and video control. And sometimes you can even open up the space in terms of certain walls. We do an investigation to tell you what you can do, how you can do it, because every condo obviously is slightly different, and guide you through the process.
Yeah, and that's one of the examples of the advantages of having a team, the My House Design Build team, because not only do you have, you know, people who understand the structural walls and all that, but you also have designers and people who understand lighting. And I think a lot of people, lighting is an afterthought when they're doing construction. They just, like you say, they put one light in the middle of the room on the ceiling. But if you have someone who understands lighting, and especially in a condominium or a townhouse where space is a little more limited, I think lighting can completely transform a space. And I think that's why the My House Design Build team are the people to talk to. And you can go to their website, myhousedesignbuild.com. Don't forget the Parade of Renovated Homes, November 19th. That's two Saturdays from now, from 10 to 3 p.m. And also the webinars. So go to myhousedesignbuild.com. And you can hang out online with Graham Huge. So it's a fun time. So thanks, Graham.
And all of our team will be at those houses too. And I will be at those houses at the parades. We look forward to having a dialogue and talking to you about your projects.
Right on. Graham Huge from the My House Design Build team, myhousedesignbuild.com. This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. And when we come back, it's daylight saving time. I almost forgot about that. I'll tell you a little bit about the history. It's time to set your clocks back an hour. And as you're lying in bed, enjoying that extra hour of sleep, you'll have a New Zealand insect collector to thank. I'll explain that when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and good news if you like to sleep in. You get an extra hour tomorrow morning because it's time to set our clocks back. It's not like the old days, though. They say set your clocks back. Pretty much every device we use to tell time kind of does it automatically now. But there are always a few holdouts. The more stubborn appliances, like the stove, I usually get around to changing that manually around December. It officially happens at 2 a.m. tomorrow, and it's technically the end of daylight saving time, which happened at 2 a.m. on Sunday, March 13th, back in the spring. And before we go any further, officially, it's daylight saving time, not daylight savings time, which is the way I usually say it. It's singular, not plural. But so many people say savings that I guess you can't be too snooty about it. It's like when people call, you know, vinyl LP records, when people say it's a vinyl. Oh, I got the new Taylor Swift vinyl. What the heck, as long as they enjoy it. But it is daylight saving time. The idea of daylight saving time goes back a long way. For example, in 1784, Benjamin Franklin wrote about the advantages of changing the clock and using sunlight instead of candles. A century later, in 1895, a paper written by George Vernon Hudson was published, and it created a bit of a movement. He didn't invent the idea of daylight saving time, but he did help spread the word. Hudson was an Englishman living in New Zealand. He was an entomologist. He collected bugs, and he had the idea if we put our clocks ahead 1 hour in the spring, it would give him more time in the summer to be out in the evening collecting insects. He realized, Other non-bug obsessed people could also take advantage of the extra hour of daylight as well. So it was a bug collector who really helped spread the word. The idea would catch on in the U.S. soon after that, in the early 1900s, and parts of Europe as well. The first city in Canada to start setting their clocks ahead was Thunder Bay, Ontario, in 1908. And these days, many people want it gone. In Canada, there are several growing petitions asking our lawmakers to put an end to the clock change. And that movement seems to grow steam every year. But either way, tomorrow is an extra hour of sleep as we fall back. So enjoy it. This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. I'm Martin Strong. And when we come back, it's the consumer news headlines and the latest on credit card debt. If you're carrying more of it these days, you're not alone. And you won't believe what the average Canadian is carrying on their credit card these days. That's coming up after the news, as Vancouver Consumer continues on CKNW.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.